You're listening to SBS News.
While pavlova might be a Christmas favourite for many Australians, in some migrant communities, other sweets, such as baklava, play a more prominent role. Lubica Popovska was born in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. She and her family run the Balkan Oven Cafe in Sydney. Outside the front of the shop, older men are sipping coffee and chatting while they eat sweet and savoury treats. Her sons are rolling out thin layers of pastry for borek, another regional specialty, while Miss Popovsky is at the other end of the kitchen preparing a tray of baklava. She says there are many traditional cake shops in Macedonia.
We have special shops, they call Slatkarnica. They have beautiful stuff there, baklava, tulumbi, ekleri, beautiful. But baklava, I like baklava.
Miss Popovsky came to Australia more than 30 years ago with her recipe adapted from one she was taught in a Macedonian high school. She serves up this European version using multiple layers of phyllo, interspersed with a sprinkling of walnuts, breadcrumbs and oil, before finally pouring over sugar syrup. Christmas, Easter and Eid are particularly busy times.
We have all tradition to come here. Even it's Greek, Turkey, most of Turkey. Macedonia, Serbian, Croatian, all nationality. Chinese even they start.
Athanasi Ephemiou runs the Trianon Cake Shop, Greek Cypriot in origin. Their variation uses ground almonds and cinnamon. His family ran a shop of the same name in Cyprus until 1974, when political unrest caused the family to leave. They fled to Australia as refugees, where the sweet-making tradition continued, with Mr. Ephemiou and his brother taking over the business. His father learnt to make their version of baklava in Egypt before returning to Cyprus and adapting it to local tastes.
We do two layers of phyllo, oil, two layers, oil again, up to maybe 6 to 8 layers on the bottom. Then we grind up almond and we mix it through with some cinnamon and put it through. And then we put some phyllo pastry again with layers of phyllo pastry with the vegetable oil.
There's no consensus about the origins of baklava, but Esen Berben from Menzil Turkish Bakery claims its birthplace is clear.
Turkey. Antep is part Gaziantep, is very famous during the baklava.
Ms. Popovsky agrees.
From Turkey.
While Mr. Ephemiou isn't convinced.
I'm not sure. That's a pretty divisive question, because people say it's Turkish, Greek, Egyptian, Middle Eastern. They all have a variation on the baklava. So I don't know where it originally came from. I don't know.
Nick Damanis is an Associate Professor of History at the University of New South Wales. He specialises in the histories of Europe and the Mediterranean. He says there are some unsubstantiated claims that baklava dates back to the ancient Assyrians, but he said there's no reason to dismiss the possibility that something like baklava existed even before them. Another theory is that it spread from either Turkic or Mongol peoples who like to roll thin layers of dough and pile them up. Even the origin of the name remains ambiguous.
Of course, all these nationalities around the Mediterranean through to Persia claim it as their own, but we can never really know who owns it, and nobody does own it really. The word baklava comes from apparently from bak halva, an Armenian combination, a sweet from Lent. But it doesn't mean the Armenians invented it.
A number of countries serve up their own version. They include, but are not limited to, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Jordan, Algeria, Macedonia, Greece, Serbia, Israel, Cyprus, Iran, Armenia, Egypt, and Turkey. It's believed the Ottoman Empire, which for centuries ruled large parts of the Middle East and Europe, played a major role in its spread. Professor Damanis explains.
The Ottoman Empire is very important because it, at its height in the 16th century, it stretched from Algeria right through to the Persian border and right up into Central Europe. And nearly in nearly every part of that massive empire, baklava was adopted. And in each part of that empire, different variations of baklava was produced and often reflected what you could find in that area.
Taha Gundush runs Menzil Turkish Bakery in Auburn, a Sydney suburb with a large Turkish Australian population. They serve different versions, with walnuts and pistachios the most popular.
When we're not so big on the rose water, for example, I'd like to think that ours is a little bit lighter compared to what other people are doing. But yeah, it comes back down to just different variations of the same thing, basically. So yeah.
Mr. Gundush says he's fascinated by the history of the sweet and what it symbolises.
You have a lot of people that compete for ownership, for where it comes from and where it originates from. But I think something that's quite interesting is that at some point, the people and the cultures must have crossed over if they've adopted the same food. So I think it's a positive at the end of the day. So yeah, it's a nice thing.
Abla's, a Lebanese cake shop in southwest Sydney, makes massive trays all year round, favouring pistachio and cashew nuts in their mix. Charlie Abla says there's a long tradition of sweet making in his parents' homeland.
In Lebanon, there's stores that have been opened up for like 200 years, and those stores that have been opened there have just from generation to generation to generation. So yeah, in the sweets there is it's like a history it's like a trade.
Professor Damanis believes beyond just being a form of sustenance or enjoyment, food also helps create a sense of personal history, connection and place.
Recently a Canadian Jordanian wrote a book which had baklava in the title. Now clearly baklava means to a lot of these cultures, it means who you are, you know, you associate it with your upbringing and your culture.
And on the vexed question of which country makes the best baklava, Charlie Abla believes the answer is Australia.
Everything here is like so rich and fresh. You know, our flour is better. That's what I believe is that to why, you know, the fresher the ingredients and the better the ingredients, the better the taste.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.